And from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Juneau's housing crunch usually worsens in the spring as seasonal workers make their way to town. But this year, one of the people who works to house families said the situation is just plain scary. KTOO has the story. Vincent DePaul, helping families and seniors find housing.
Every time we house somebody, somebody else comes on our radar.
He got an email from a fisherman from the Lower 48 who planned to bring his large family to Juneau for the summer while he fished. But Ringel knows how hard it will be to find housing for a family, and he's worried he won't be able to help.
I don't want to see people like that come up here and become homeless, and I wish I had a better answer for people.
St. Vincent de Paul housed 16 families in the last year, and they're working with around six more right now. By many metrics, Juneau's housing issues are getting worse. State data shows that in the first week of February last year, there were about 270 people experiencing homelessness in Juneau. In the same week this year, that number is around 330. Ringel said there are housing projects and programs in the works that will alleviate the strain on the community, but those projects take a lot of time.
It's a short-term emergency with few answers, and yet long-term, we're at a point where as a community, we cannot be healthy without a larger supply of housing.
Some people who do have housing are facing eviction due to large amounts of back pay rent from the pandemic-era eviction moratorium. St. Vincent de Paul helps with rental assistance, but their funds have been spread thin.
We ran out of the money that was used for that because it was going out almost 50% faster than it had any other year.
While the evictions open up rentals that Ringel can move other people into, the people being evicted then face the same issues. He said often people end up on the streets while looking for another place.
And I'm just hoping we keep people safe through the summer.
In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. And Alaska Folk Festival organizers scrambled to rearrange the main stage lineup today as it became clear that headliners Lone Pinion and several other performers would not make their scheduled sets. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more.
The Folk Festival brings artists from around the state and the Lower 48 to Juneau every year for a week of music and dancing. But this year's event saw disruptions thanks to airborne ash from a volcanic eruption in Russia that grounded flights. Reached by phone in Seattle Friday, Lone Pinion band member Jordan Wax said they were staying optimistic, but trying to be realistic too.
It sounds like a lot of ash cloud is still moving in, and we're just hoping that there is a slight chance that the wind could shift and allow us to land.
Lone Pinion's travel woes began Wednesday when some of the band members tried to leave Phoenix, but were delayed by mechanical problems. That brought them to Seattle just in time for the ash cloud to ground dozens of Alaska-bound flights. For most of the band and the dance callers coming with them, this would have been the first time in Alaska. They spent Thursday at the airport, so on Friday, they decided to head into Seattle for some sightseeing. Wax said they still hope to make their Sunday afternoon main stage appearance.
The best case scenario at this point is that we could get there for the last day of the festival and just, it'd be awesome to spend 24 hours with everybody after so much work and planning.
A lot of planning did go into bringing them here. Folkfest board member Miguel Rohrbacher has been trying to bring the band to Juneau for years. First, the pandemic happened, and then...
That volcano was not on my bingo card.
Rohrbacher says this is the first time he's aware of in 48 years of Folkfest that volcano ash has caused travel delays. Luckily, there's no shortage of talent already in town to fill the schedule. Friday's main stage acts were rearranged with local favorites. Organizers said they would continue to rearrange and cover gaps as needed, with the hope that air travel would resume before the festival ends on Sunday.
If the dam breaks and a bunch of people are here, the Sunday night concert might be like one for the ages.
He said maybe next year's official Folkfest t-shirt will feature a volcano. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
And more about that volcano. An ash cloud from a volcanic eruption in Russia is impacting airline operations across Alaska. Thursday morning, an ash cloud passed over the south central and southeastern parts of the state, grounding many commercial flights. But some services are still able to get through. KFSK's Shelby Herbert stopped by the airport in Petersburg and has this report.
And last name, Hofstetter, S-T-E-T-E-R.
You do got that.
Petersburg musician Sarah Hansen Hofstetter was on her way to Juneau to perform at the Juneau Folk Festival. She was all packed and ready to go, with her guitar strapped to her back. And then her morning flight out of Petersburg was canceled as a safety precaution. Although the Alaska Airlines jet was grounded, she was able to rebook on a smaller plane run by Alaska Seaplanes. She got the second to last seat.
I feel good, but I'm still just waiting until I'm in Juneau to really celebrate. But I'm super, super excited that at least I have my next step forward happening.
One of Russia's most active volcanoes erupted Monday morning, spewing ash well over 50,000 feet into the sky. Nathan Eckstein is the Science and Operations Officer for the Anchorage Volcanic Ash Advisory Center, which advises aviation services across the region. He says the eruption was quite powerful.
Quite significant. Get a lot of significant eruptions into the 30,000 foot range, and so this one was even bigger than that.
Over the next few days, the ash drifted over the Bering Sea, affecting North Pacific flight tracks that connect North America to Asia. Then the largest chunk of the cloud passed over the North Pacific, the western Gulf of Alaska, Kodiak Island, and then along the Alaska Peninsula.
And then, you know, overnight, our office noticed some ash that disconnected from that popped up over southeast Alaska. So we needed to warn aviation on that. It's a pretty pronounced signal. We can see it very well on satellite.
As of 10:30 a.m. Thursday, Alaska Airlines had canceled 28 flights across Alaska and delayed several more. In a statement, the company said they would continue to monitor the situation and might need to cancel more flights. Commercial jets are particularly affected by ash because they fly at higher altitudes, where particles in the cloud, essentially tiny rocks, could damage their engines. But smaller planes with props have more flexibility. That's why Sarah Hansen Hofstetter was able to continue on to Juneau when her original flight fell through. Andy Klein is a representative for Alaska Seaplanes. He says they're still able to get some flights out, despite the ash cloud.
If it's just a matter of how we're able to fly at a lower elevation and in clear air.
But even Alaska Seaplanes experienced some service disruptions. As of noon Thursday, they had a total of 6 cancellations across southeast Alaska. The ash cloud that disrupted the flights continued moving into western Canada, and the smaller airline began resuming regular operations. But it's not over for Alaska. The volcano is still erupting, and there's more ash on the way. The Anchorage Volcanic Ash Advisory Center is observing a larger cloud, which is making its way towards the coastal waters of southeast, towards Yakutat, and possibly on to Sitka.
City officials in the Prince of Wales Island community of Craig are responding to scattered reports from residents complaining about issues with their tap water. City officials maintain that the water is safe to drink. Some Craig residents reported in a local Facebook group that their water tastes bad and left stains on their toilet or irritated their skin. City Administrator Brian Templin says water crews have been responding to residents' complaints. He said a recent spike in demand linked to a large customer briefly stirred up sediment in the water system and left some customers with murky water. But he says city officials have not been able to determine the cause of all resident complaints.
It's a difficult situation when you have individual complaints or a small number of complaints in a wider system where you're not getting other complaints, right? Because then there's questions of is it problems with the water mains? Is it problems with the individual systems on property owners' properties, you know, or where those problems are at?
It's been over a month since a failure at Craig's drinking water treatment plant caused some residents to lose water, while others had low water pressure or discolored water. Residents were told to boil their water before consuming it for about a week after the failure and to conserve it for another 10 days after that. City officials lifted the boil water notice in mid-March.
So there's a regular schedule of tests that go on, and all of those tests have shown that the water in the system is safe to use.
Templin, as of Thursday, no new boil water notice has been put in place. And as for the weather, it's currently 46 degrees and a little bit sunny here in Juneau. Tonight, the low is 38 and there might be some rain. Tomorrow, showers are likely with a high of 44 degrees. And Sunday, it looks like it could be sunny again with a high of 48 degrees. You're listening to KTOO. It's just about 4:58.